Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Revolving Door of Pop Culture. Take one.
Well, we are back and we are here with the big Halloween special. It's time to rank some candy.
Ooh. We are, and this will probably come out after Halloween.
Yay!
Why do we keep doing this? It happened with Christmas last year. It's happening again.
I will try my best to speed edit this one, I swear.
You don't have to if you don't want it. It's like, again, it's not like I'm going to make the thumbnail exclusively Halloween themed. It's like, it'll technically be evergreen. It's fine.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
Don't worry. I'll put in big, bold red text that says, not our Halloween special TV. And then in the description, I'll say, it is our Halloween special TV.
Put it like put across the whole
like
thing.
Like in Thunderbolts.
I'll put a picture of the Hershey's man. I don't know, doing Gangnam Style. That's what I'll do.
Hershey's man doing Gangnam Style.
Thunderbolts. I remember that episode. Oh yeah, it's gonna come out there. It's gonna come out with the movie.
Mm-hmm. No,
I don't see how that's my fault.
That was a fun episode that Charlie and I did.
Yep.
Yeah, but anyway, but we got a new episode, a new with all the four of the boys. Look
it's a
that.
New day.
Yeah, he's here.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Finally.
Shane, it was one episode.
I mean, in terms of gameplay, he hasn't been around for a while, so that's why he's saying finally.
How many? Never mind. Whatever.
The last one you did was FNAF 1 when we recorded FNAF that, two. Which is coming out soon, or is already out when this episode comes out.
I was here for FNAF 2.
He was here for FNAF 2.
Oh, no, you're right. It was FNAF 2. That was still a while ago.
It was like 4 weeks, 3 weeks.
So we are here. We are here, and we are ready to rank some candy. But we need to introduce ourselves.
We do.
Yeah. I'm stealing your line now.
You go.
I have to go. Okay.
You're the leader, big boy. Go.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Aaron. I run the board. No. I edit. I guess because we list our jobs, except for the ones that don't have jobs. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I do most of the editing for the actual podcast stuff. And yeah, I try to do it on time and sometimes it doesn't. But, you know,
anyway, okay.
It's all good.
Hi, I'm Bryce. I made the cool intro stinger you guys heard. I'm the music guy here. And I am the most consistent attender. I brag about that every week that I'm here.
Absolutely.
You know, just need to throw that out there every time.
Of course. Hi, I'm Charlie. I am the social media manager and the gameplay editor on this show. Because, of course, I have to give myself another freaking job.
Yeah, he's the mom.
Hi, I'm group mom. I'm Katara. Hi, guys. But anyway, but the point is that in terms of the gameplay channel that just recently got launched, its name is Stick Drifters. It has a nice little banner and has a couple of videos probably out as when you're listening to this. It has a Luigi's Mansion video out that's been doing pretty well by our standards as a first video, so thank you guys for that. And it will probably have a FNAF video out at the same time with a thumbnail made by Shane. So I edit all of that stuff and I manage all of that channel basically by me, and then I do all the social media stuff and the thumbnails and descriptions. A lot of the visual stuff is usually me. Aaron is really good at the audio and like getting the podcast out, and I make it look all fancy and cool and nice and stuff. So that's my thing.
We're like an assembly line, basically.
Basically, we record like, and then Aaron edits, and then I make it look like a nice, and I wrap it up in a nice little bow.
And we congratulate you on that.
No. Now, Shane, what's your job?
Hey, yeah, what's your job?
Can I go? Hi, I'm Shane's.
All right.
And I'm here. I'm a man of many names, and I've been working on another thumbnail for the gameplay episode, for another gameplay episode that'll come out later in December.
One I'm giving of 30.
Actually, it's like 2 of 60 now, so it's like
of 60.
There's like,
I have more attendance than another co-host.
Hold on.
Oh, he's getting the official.
Let's do the big math on this real quick, right?
Okay.
So there is technically, if I remember correctly, there is, 60 episodes of the podcast, including this. So this is the big 60 anniversary. I've done every single thumbnail for him. And then there's the 4 gameplay videos that were on our main podcast channel before we moved everything to a separate channel. So that's 4 more. So it's like 64. And then there's a couple more things on the main channel that I did thumbnails for. It's like 66. And then there's... So he did like 2 out of like 69 or something like that.
Well, let's do that math here. 2 divided by 69. That is a whopping 2.8% of the thumbnails.
Cooked.
I could do more. No, I can help out.
Haven't you?
Help Aaron edit it, Shane. That's what I want you to do.
Yeah.
That's fine. I could do that.
All right. Well, we'll get to it.
Get your butt in the seated album.
Hey, yeah. I can easily edit. I can easily edit.
All right. Well, I just got to teach you.
So let's stop fighting
technique,
over this.
Technique.
So. Yeah, Bryce.
Technique.
Guys, coach is right. If we want to win this, it's on us.
So if you haven't checked out the title of this, we're covering candy.
I was about to say, speaking of Get Out, that's a horror movie. Horror movies are what you watch on Halloween, and what do you eat on Halloween? Candy. Boom, what a segue.
Exactly.
Anyway,
that's a winner.
That, you know what, for Charlie standards, that one was not too bad. But anyway, we've got a Halloween candy tier list up and at them. We got 48, 46 items here to rank. Some of them are really funny. It don't make any sense, but they're pretty good. But we kept it in there. But I looked on tierlist.com or whatever, and this was the first one. It had a stupid Sojack or Mojack or whatever they're called, in Zoyjack, the cover of it, pointing. Zoyjack, is it? I thought it was a Mojack. Is it?
I don't know.
Whatever. I don't speak TikTok, so it's I don't know what it is now. But anyway, so we got 48 or 46 candies to rank from. Some of these we'll spend a lot of time on, some of these we won't. But I'm excited. So let's get started.
Okay.
Let's just jump right into it.
Jump in.
Okay, get in.
So first off, we got, what is this, 100 grand bar? What the heck is this?
I've seen those. 100
grands are good.
100 grands are good.
They are? Yes. I've never heard of this.
Bro, they are so good.
It's like a mix between a Crunch bar and a Twix.
In all the best ways.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, this is an A tier for me. I love 100 grands.
A tier?
Yeah, I'd put it either A or I don't it's not B for me. I think this would have to go to A.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's 100 of them. I hope there's a good score.
I mean, 1A. We already got 1A now.
1A, okay.
All right.
1A! 1A! 1A!
Now we got 3 Musketeers.
Their quality has decreased over the years, if you ask me. I'm not going to lie. They used to be so good when I was a kid, and I just feel like they don't have that same magic.
I'm showing you C tier.
I'll give you C.
Yeah.
I never messed with 3 Musketeers. Whenever, you know when you get those variety bags, candies, whatever, they have the Snickers or whatever in them and the other types. And then you look at 3 Musketeers and you cry a little bit on the inside because the whole bag is left with just 3 Musketeers.
Yeah.
If you have a bag just full of 3 Musketeers, just go out to the nearest alleyway and just throw them out.
I don't think I've ever
had homeless people will grab them.
I've never had a full size one. Ever. I've only had the fun size ones.
I think
full size ones are better in my opinion.
Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. it's just something about it. They are just better. I don't know if it's like a ratio difference. Like, it's like how, you know, like the mini Reese's cups, they've got more chocolate than the full sized ones.
Sure.
Yeah.
It might be something like that, but there was a legitimate difference between full size and the small ones. And I do not like the small ones.
I think Steve's, I always okay just
kind of, yeah, I think I always felt like these candies were kind of weak. I don't know. Like, I don't, what do they have in them? Like what? Chocolate and like some other nonsense. Like what do they get?
It's
nuts, marshmallow.
Supposed to be marshmallow.
Allegedly.
I don't remember marshmallow in this at all. I remembered like hoo hash. I remember that, but I don't remember marshmallow. It tastes like hoo hash. I don't know what to tell you.
It's like doohickey.
This is a real Dr. Seuss saw candy. I don't know what to tell you.
No.
All right, next up we got Airheads.
The candy I hated for years and years. All of those dang Three Musketeers.
With their noises and their Airheads.
Okay, Airheads are very selective. It depends on what temperature they are.
Temperature and flavor.
Flavor sometimes. But for me, it's temperature.
Hold on. What do you mean temperature?
Okay.
I get what Aaron's saying.
If Airheads are like cold, they are, get out. If they're like room temperature, like we're sitting like 75, like 65, 75, great. Anything more than that, they are a melty disaster. Get out.
No, yeah, okay. He's got a point. So, like, he's got a point.
You have to enjoy them at a certain temperature, or else it is just god awful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hear me out. Not to like say that you're wrong, because I'm assuming you're right. But okay. Like, isn't that just food?
Depends on the food.
Yeah. No, but yeah, specifically, but especially
with Airheads, it's just like they're either like jawbreaker or they're just, it's just everywhere.
Or they're delicious, delectable, that I right would argue in those circumstances is like A to S tier, depending on the flavor.
Okay.
But like,
so, because my thing is more of, I agree with your selective, because again, I'm not saying you're wrong about the temperature thing. Sure. I just think that applies to all foods. So how much am I really going to hold that against Airheads? Because like, I could say the same thing about a Hershey's bar.
Right.
No, but you can have a cold Hershey's bar. You can't have a cold Airhead. Otherwise, you'll break your freaking teeth.
Right.
That's no, the but difference.
My point is, you also can't have a warmer Hershey's bar because it'll melt in your hand and get everywhere. Like, it's the same spectrum. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm because the reason I'm bringing this up is because I think what holds Airheads back to me more is that I just don't think most of the flavors are that good.
No, yeah,
like
watermelon, like, orange, and cherry are their three best easily.
Nah, blue.
Oh,
blue,
I forgot. Blue's good. I like
grape. The grape one's also
Shane,
good.
Shane, just leave. We don't even want you with that opinion. Like, we don't even want you here with that opinion.
Dang, Rose Kitchen, right, place. He actually left.
Yeah, Airheads, like, it's also the kind of the same thing with like Laffy Taffy, which I don't think Laffy Taffy's on this, but
no, it's not.
Laffy Taffy, though, I'd argue is worse with the temperature. Like, it's even worse.
It has like a 2-degree window that it is edible,
right?
Mm-hmm. A 2-degree
it window. Really is.
It is too awful. Warm and it sticks, too cold and it's just hard to eat.
It's like a Tyreek Hill of candy. It's good.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
In two specific circumstances, you know what I'm saying?
God forbid you'll leave one in your pocket. God forbid.
How many kids does Laffy Taffy have, though?
Not as many as Tyreek.
How many allegations?
Allegations?
Not as many. Not as many as my boy Mr. Big Chest, Antonio Brown. Anyway, but the point is that
yeah,
I think for Airhead specifically, for all these factors, I still think its highs are pretty high.
Oh,
I'm gonna give it B tier.
That's fine.
I do think a lot of the conversation we're having is just like the reason it's bad, but I will say this, it's a really fun candy.
No, I like Airheads. It's
always amazing.
You can roll it up, you can do a lot of funny things with it. Makes your tongue whatever color. That's kind of funny.
We're not pretending to spin off candies, right? Like no one like the Airheads Extremes, the Airheads Bites. We're
just the basic ones.
Okay. Original.
Gotcha.
My other
all the other ones, they suck.
I remember okay. Does anyone know the exact flavors of the mystery Airheads? Like, is that broken down by science?
Here, I'll check.
I'm trying to remember.
No,
it's been a while since I had the mystery ones.
No, I don't remember the flavors, but I do know they actually, like, if you got, like, one of the flavors that's in a wrapper, like, that you know a flavor it is, and you compare it with the mystery, it is literally different because of the way that the dye bakes into it.
Sure.
It's the same. Okay. It's the same with goldfish. I had this discussion about like the rainbow goldfish and people are like, they taste so much different. They're like flavored almost. They're more brittle. And I'm like, yeah, that's because of the way the dye bakes into it. It changes it.
Yeah. It's a mix of two or more standard Airheads flavors that get combined before the dyes are added.
Yeah.
I remember the rumor on my playground as an elementary school child was that like, oh yeah, the mystery Airhead flavor, sometimes they taste like poop.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That actually was the same over at my school, bro.
Because I think they're mixing up I think they're mixing up with the random jelly beans ones.
No, my kids just straight up made up stuff.
Yeah, it tastes like Michael Jordan's sweat.
Oh,
average Northville experience.
If you eat it, you can actually get teleported to the Looney Tunes world in the Space Jam.
I can't wait to get to Jelly Belly. Oh, just wait.
Give it time.
Oh, I'm gonna tirade.
Next up, we have Almond Joy.
Hey, Charlie, I got a question for you. Mounds, you want a Mounds bar?
No.
I love Mounds and I love Almond Joys.
Yeah.
Bryce, you can leave now.
I'm not a coconut guy.
I love coconut.
Nope.
Sucks.
Like, it's funny because for me, like, if it's like, if I'm at like Menchie's and it's like that dry, expired freaking coconut from the back, get that out.
Like, okay. That's what I was about to say. Thank God he's going, that's where he's going.
Give me that dry, expired coconut, bro. I just crave that, don't you know? No, but like, and an Almond Joy, just because of the way it's like preserved and stuff, it feels fresher. Or like, if you give me like some fresh coconut shavings, like in some chocolate, like that is like beautiful. But like Almond Joy, I just gotta say, is like lowest I can do is B. I fight for A, but depending on how
I just don't like the coconut shavings in my mouth, if I remember correctly, because I only had Almond Joys on like a couple occasions, and every time I've had, I just remember like walking away from it, going like, that was messier than I expected.
I'm force feeding you when you come back to Michigan.
I love paper shredding in my mouth.
It's wow. Great. I sure do love making a paper mache project in my mouth after eating a piece of candy.
Who eats a Mounds bar? I do.
Mounds are good.
I've never met anybody who's eaten Almond Joy or Mounds bars.
I eat both.
Well, we made our Family Guy quota.
That's good. Yep, yes, there we go. Yeah, our one Family Guy reference of the day. Aaron put up the Price is Right.
The ding the
celebration
sound
music. Anyway, I don't know.
Aaron.
I think I'm.
Yeah.
Charlie, I'll give it D.
You guys really can't put this on the same tier as Musketeers, can you? Like, we can go for a B. We can negotiate this.
I think B. It's fine in B. I can negotiate that. Like,
that's fine.
I think if you're asking me the listen, spiritually, I don't agree with it, but for the sake of the group, I'm willing to put it in B tier.
You don't agree with my metaphysical take?
I think if I get into heaven, Jesus would look at my list of sins and go, really? You like Almond Joys? I'll be like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Blame the collective.
Had to compromise. But next up, we have, what is this, Baby Ruth?
Yep. I will set this one up.
When is the last time I had a baby?
I'm setting it out, too.
What's in Baby Ruth again?
I can't remember it when I've had it. Let's just throw it and never have it.
Okay, yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah. I know I've had them, but I just can't remember what.
I couldn't tell you anything about them. Butterfingers.
Again, another one I'll set out.
I have thoughts on Butterfingers. I have takes.
By the way, I'm sitting these out because allergic peanut butter, so can't have it.
You're allergic to peanut butter?
Yes.
I forgot about that.
I've never told you that.
Because
you definitely did. I just have no recollection or memory of it whatsoever.
That's fine. It's why eating Reese's around him is scary.
You can eat. I just can't eat them. I can be around it. I just can't.
Yeah, I know.
It's not that severe. Still.
I do love eating Reese's in front of Aaron going, oh, yeah.
Reese's.
Oh, but anyway. But Butterfinger, it's like a C or a B. I think my thing with Butterfingers is I always eat them and go like, this doesn't have as much chocolate as I would like, you know? Like, it always just kind of feels like I'm eating a wafer. But it feels a little more raw than a Kit Kat.
The thing is, I like them. They're good. But if you eat the full-size one, your mouth just feels like so overweight and so like tired from chewing through all of, what is that, like,
nougat?
Toffee nougat? Yeah, whatever it is inside. You just get so tired by the end. So if it's like a small one and it's like what you're wrapping up your candy with, like, okay, great. Otherwise, it's like, you just get tired.
Yeah. I think, like, it's a really weird candy, and once you realize it's the official sponsor of Spirit Halloween, it all just kind of makes sense.
Is it actually?
Yeah, it is. It's the official one.
As God intended.
Mid represents mid. Just kidding.
They're funding all the old Kmart takeovers. They fund
it. It was a closed Joann's Fabrics where they set up shop near me. Oh, wow. But I don't know, man. C tier, C for Bart Simpson. I don't know, man.
Okay, that's fine.
C for
Butterfinger Bart
Simpson. Candy corn.
F. Oh, S tier.
F.
I love candy corn.
I would say D for me. I'd say D.
Oh, you monster.
Candy corn.
White person.
You monster.
I'm going to go on a tangent here. All right. This is my first of many. Okay.
There you go.
So,
you got it, big boy.
We're all ears.
My dad loves candy corn. Big fan. Gets the big bag of the Brock's ones every freaking year.
Oh my god.
And it's my hatred of candy corn doesn't stem from that. It's just the taste. Like, it feels like the aftertaste is like vomit to me. I just can't do it. And I get this like vomity sensation after I eat a few of them. And it's
called
like,
puking.
Yeah, well, it just tastes like that. That's just the aftertaste of candy corn. And F.
Right. No.
I just don't get why people don't like it. Except for the fact that it's like totally artificial, looks nothing like corn, and is just pure sugar and fattening. I don't get why people don't like it. It tastes so good.
It's just, I don't...
If you have, like, my reasoning is, like, I say it's D. Yes, it's still bad. However, the first few bites that you have, like, the first few corns, they taste fine. But the more you have them, the more it just sucks.
I'd say they're, like, okay. And then after a while.
Yeah.
Like, not a while, but it's pretty quick. Yeah. It starts going south.
My fun story about candy corn.
Okay.
I'm maybe 4 years old, maybe three, actually. Like, I was a young tyke. It's Halloween.
Who knows?
I'm having a great night. I'm running around the house. I'm playing tag with my older cousin, Matt. My mom and grandma, they left for the night. They were just going to go do some Halloween shopping, have some good mother-daughter time. It's their first time, like, leaving us alone, like, as guys, right? It's a pretty monumental moment. It's Halloween. Playing tag with my cousin, run face first into a doorpost and crack my head open.
Nice.
So
let's go.
All I wanted to do was go to sleep, but that's the number one thing you shouldn't do when you hurt your head. So my dad, at the ripe old age of 3 years old, is feeding me candy corn, force feeding me mouthfuls to try and like keep me sugar rushed, keep me awake, keep me alive. So when my mom gets home,
I'm just imagining you like SpongeBob with the lima bean with sugar.
Wow.
Just keeps feeding them to you.
Yep.
He's like, are you awake, son? Here you go.
All I wanted to do was go.
Here comes the airplane.
Turns out it wasn't anywhere near as bad as like we thought it was. It like wasn't like like skull like fracture or anything. There was no stitches or anything. Yeah. It just was like very superficial and bloody, so it looked super bad. And I was just tired. It happened to be. There was no concussion or anything, but it was hilarious. And I do love candy corn. Like, I'm fine. That also is probably, like, my youngest memory in life is, like, running face first into, you know, a doorpost.
I just, I don't know, man. I haven't had candy corn in a while. I just remember as a kid, I hated it because it just didn't taste good, in my opinion. It was like, there's no... Because like you said, it's pure fat. I feel like the same... I have the same feeling eating candy corn as I do like eating the fat off of a steak. You know, it's like, I'm not putting anything fun in my body. It's just like... Rawr, rawr, rawr. It's like...
I just figured it out. I just realized what candy corn tastes like. Candy corn tastes... like what your mouth tastes like when you take a midday nap.
Oh yeah. My god, you're so right.
You're just that's wrong. What candy corn tastes like.
Just wrong.
Ugh.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I've always found people that either love or hate candy corn.
Oh yeah, there's no like, I don't think
there's
ground. Any like
there's no middle ground. Like, and neither love or hate it.
Yep. So if y'all really vote D tier, we can do that.
I think, yeah, I guess right. D
should said D. I said S, and you two said F, so that evens out to like
I said
D.
Hey, I said D.
That's what I said. Yeah, Shane, you said D, those two said F, and I said S, so we'll do D.
That's fine.
Yeah. Next up, we have
Satan's
Crunch
Candy
bars.
Is still on the list, and that belongs in
S. Nestle Crunch.
Crunch is another thing. Okay, I like Crunch bars, but here's my thing, okay? Full-size Crunch bars? It's a good thickness of like chocolate. The fun sized ones, it is too thick. It is like biting into just a solid hunk of chocolate.
Preach it, white boy. Preach.
How do you mean hunkily?
Hunkilies?
Yeah. I will absolutely,
hunkily.
Absolutely take a full size one over a fun size one.
I'll take a full size anything that's not a Butterfinger.
I don't know, man. I don't think I've had Crunch in a while because I remember as a kid, I think it was like, man, what am I eating? There's no crunch to this.
I've only had Crunch bars a few times in my life, from what I can tell.
I only know the Nestle Crunch meme. That's all I got, man. See you for Crunch.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
C for Crunch.
I can give it a C.
C for Conch.
Yeah, that's all right.
C for the Magic Conch.
I was just about to say C for Magic Conch.
C for Conch. You.
Next up, we have Dots.
Dots, the official candy of toothpicks.
I don't like Dots.
Is that true?
Yes. Dots are... Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's not official, but it should be.
Oh, crap.
Dots will get stuck in your teeth. That's all you need to know. You eat a dot, you're going to have to, like, freaking do like, construction.
You're going to need, use the bristles of a toothbrush to try and get them out.
I'd say even take, like, a jackhammer to it. It's just there.
Yeah.
It's not coming out. I
take dynamite to it just to get it out.
It is not.
Guys, I don't think you should be putting a crowbar in your guys' mouths for Dots candy. I don't know if that's the strat.
It's necessary.
I'm saying D for this one. D for Dots.
Yeah, I'd say D for Dots.
Okay.
This candy is made exclusively for like decorating gingerbread houses, and that's it.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Even then, I still take whatever the crap that comes in the packaging with it is. You know, like those those like sugary gumdrops that look all mystical.
Yeah,
I'll take those over Dots any day.
Next up, we have Fun Dip.
I'm saying S tier for this.
I like the fun. I hate the dip.
Really?
I hate
the dip. Okay, you know what?
Hey, that's valid. Hate on Uncle Dip.
The stick is great.
The stick is so... I can't say this with a straight face.
Of course.
Yeah, but like, go for it, mate.
What flavor... Is it like vanilla? What flavor is it?
Because
it's good.
The stick,
like, whatever
the
sucker
part
is,
like a minty flavor.
It's just like...
It's stick flavored.
It's like sugar. It's just...
It's
that's
good.
All it is.
I love it. Fun Dip, sure ass. I like it.
Yeah. I've never had it. I looked at that stuff and went, oh...
I would always get Fun Dip at school events where they were like handing out
like
just little
games
candy,
and stuff.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, and they would, of course, you didn't have a choice. They would just give you whatever, and so I got plenty of fun.
You're describing this like it's a hostage negotiation.
Whatever. Oh, yeah.
I would negotiate some of you away for fund it, bro. I'm not going to lie.
Who's
like,
some?
If
Who's
ISIS some? Came in today and Who? Said, Shane Siegler fund it, I'm taking the fund it.
Hey, what did I say?
Shane wow. Siegler looks like he overdosed on fund it when he was sick, so you know what? I think
I think Shane would understand. You traded SpongeBob's soul for 10 cents!
Bryce Gostermick, I can't believe I'm saying this, but you should have traded Shane Siegel's soul for 62 packs of funding.
I would! I would give him to whatever terrorist organization wanted him, dude.
Yo, ISIS, we got new recruits.
Just about to say, bro, if ISIS comes in today and says Shane Siegel or Fundip, I'm picking the Fundip.
I'm telling you, how'd you get my house?
That ain't gonna happen.
The real questions.
Hey, I'm just saying, Fundip is S tier, in my opinion.
Yeah, S for ISIS, yeah.
But no.
Yes, are we putting,
absolutely
yes.
not.
Are we putting an S?
Yes.
Okay.
Even you like the fun of it.
Yeah, I do. I like the fun, just not the dip.
I have no horse in this race, so I don't care where it goes. Next up, we got Haribo Gold.
Another gummy contender bears. For temperature.
Wait, no. Hold on. Specifically Haribo or just gummy bears in general? Because if you get like that, like
this black says, this says Haribo. This says Haribo.
Haribo.
Okay, F tier.
F. Ooh. Okay.
I
think we need to send Bryce to ISIS now.
No. Hey, whoa.
There's a few flavors of Haribo gummy bears that are awful. Whatever the, like, they're not quite clear.
White. Those ones, golden, like, yeah.
That one's like, awful. I think that's like, that's
Garbo.
Pineapple.
Yeah, whatever. I think it is pineapple. Those are garbage. Out of there.
Garbo.
All the rest of them, I'd say, are pretty good. But again, it's another contender for temperature where it's not quite as bad.
This one's even worse.
Yep, it is pineapple.
Yeah, it's within a certain range.
This one's even worse, in my opinion, than Airheads. Because even with Airheads, I feel like most of the flavors are really good to just kind of okay.
Sure.
Where Haribo, I feel like all of it's like, eh. And especially after, like, if you're eating it for a while, like, I don't think you can have a whole bag of Haribos without feeling like a jerk. Like, yeah. you eat it all and you're just like, you hate yourself afterwards. Oh, yeah. Like, I don't think, like, maybe I'm just saying this because I'm like 21 and it's like I'm starting to care more about like what I'm putting in my body now. But it's like, especially as a kid, whenever I ate Haribos, I was like, oh, I didn't think I was supposed to eat those guys. Like, I was not vibing with it. I was like, this tastes like how Augustus Gloop looks. Like, I'm not a
that's
fan.
That's a fair thing. Yeah.
I got a fun fact. So apparently in the American version, like for strawberry, it's green. But in Germany, the strawberry flavor or like the color for the gummy bear for that one is red. If that makes sense.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's like interesting thing that I just found out.
Strawberries are red. Who knew? So anyways.
Dang.
Like,
sky's blue?
Specifically, Haribo gummy bears. Like, if you show me, like, those Black Forest ones or whatever those ones, so good. They're juicy. They're fresh. But if you hand me a bag of Haribo, I'm throwing them at you and, like, beating you with them. Like, they are awful. They feel so fake. They're not good. They're always hard, no matter what temperature you have them at. It goes from like hard to hard to hard to hard to completely melted and like inedible. Like, I hate Haribo gummy bears. They're awful, and like they're an F tier for me. I hate Haribo gummy bears.
If you ever just want to be the most evil human being ever, okay, have you ever heard, I might have talked about this before, maybe on back when we were on the radio, have you ever talked about Albanese sugar-free gummies?
I'm aware of them. I've had them.
Okay. So there's this brand. They sell, it's got the Albanese. They sell the sugar-free ones for, you know, like diabetic people.
Yeah.
But
These ones.
Here's the thing. The replacement for the sugar is the same chemical they use for laxatives. So if you want to be an evil human being, take a bag of Haribo and a bag of Albanese, mix them together in like a party bowl and bring it to the party.
I know what I'm doing for this Super Bowl. Bring your own food. Yeah.
Someone will have explosive
on
diarrhea.
Top of the wings, on top of the wings that they're gonna get for the Super Bowl. I'm gonna kill someone. Oh, this is gonna be great.
You shouldn't say that.
And we're monetized.
We're monetized.
Guys, here's my thing on Haribo gummy bears. I agree with everything that everyone is saying. They're pretty bad. I think here's my thing, right? I think we could negotiate Haribo to be in D tier and then move Dots down to F tier. Or
honestly,
I don't know.
I would rather eat Haribo.
I would rather eat Haribo than Dots.
Haribo. I think that might be a
fair trade. Let's do it.
Okay.
We're not gonna touch candy corn because we're already negotiated that. But to me, that just looks right.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, next up we got Heath.
I have never eaten a Heath bar ever.
My dad likes Heath.
I like Heath.
Your dad's bald.
Hold on. I'm the opposite of bald, and I like Heath. I'm the opposite of bald, and I like Heath.
Ratio of the year.
He's
right
bald
there.
And he's proud.
Ratio of the year.
This is so good.
You're just...
I know exactly what I'm gonna do for the highlight on this one.
Oh, boy, you're gonna put
I'm gonna flashbang Johnny Sins on the screen.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Nice.
But okay, listen, I don't got a lot of strong opinions on Heath bars except who eats them. But I don't know, man. they're H for Heath.
Never had them though.
I don't think I've actually ever had one in the Big 2020 ever.
I've had one a while back.
I can do
like a few weeks ago. It's pretty good.
I was C-tier. Never the same.
C tier, Shane. We thinking that because it's better than Haribo.
Yeah, like, I think that's fine.
I'd say we'll go C.
All right. Next up, we got Hershey's. It has to get B tier at least, guys. Like, come on. Like, okay. Like, I will admit it is the most basic chocolate bar out there. No one's saying it's not. But what I think Hershey lacks in maybe that raw wow factor it makes up for in versatility and how well it pairs with other stuff.
When you're going to make a s'more, what do you grab? You grab a Hershey's.
I grab a Reese's a man.
Okay, I mean, I do too. I'm just saying, for general, when you think of a s'more, even though I eat them with Reese's, I don't think of it as something with Reese's. I think of it with a Hershey bar. Hershey's is the iconic chocolate.
I say B tier with a Hershey's.
B or A tier for me.
I think it should be B tier or A tier because I think there are a couple things on this list that I think are better than Hershey's, but not S tier.
Okay.
I think for the sheer history of it, the versatility of it, just how long it's been around, it's got to be at least B.
I can do B or A.
I think I think that could go in A.
I think it could be A.
Yeah, let's go A. I don't want to put it in
B. All right.
It's a classic.
Oh, yeah, we're not putting that with Airheads. I'm just looking at that. That's not.
No, I can't put it with Almond Joys. Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, that'd be a cardinal sin.
Yeah, but anyway, the hot tamales. I don't think I've actually ever had this.
The official candy of 2005.
Yeah, bro. this is when I picture Fred Durst.
Candy of what? Yeah,
Fred Durst and Fred Armisen.
No, I just
Fred Armisen, the 2000s candy.
I just picture Fred Durst getting up there to jam out to Roland with a mouthful of hot tamales. That's
yeah.
That's what I think of. So for that reason alone, below C tier. I like cinnamon, but I hate cinnamon flavored things because anybody who has a cinnamon flavored thing has never tasted cinnamon in their life.
Yeah.
Same with bananas. They never taste what they actually are supposed to be. So hot tamales, D or F, cinnamon, maybe C if you guys really love it.
I do not like hot tamales. Although with
hot
the banana
tamales
thing,
looks like you know.
I agree with
hot tamales looks like the type of candy that it was eaten by kids who bullied you for liking Garfield, but then they read Big Nate. This just does not radiate good energy.
It was the hip candy of the era.
This candy looks like it would exclusively be eaten by Buford from Phineas and Ferb. I'm sorry. Getting D tier for Buford. Get out of here.
D for Buford.
D for Duford.
D for Schmerz, bro.
Next, we got a Jelly Belly.
All right, here we go.
All right.
All right. Mr. Gressel,
you have to go nuts.
Strap in. All right.
Loincloths are very strapped
there. Oh, yeah. Nice and tight.
My girdle is on.
Nice. My girdle is tight as it can be.
Jelly Bellies. Okay. My dad purchased.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
A. It's always great when it starts with my dad purchased. My dad purchased the big mega one that like the big container. It was like the one that we have on the table here, but it's the variety one. It's got 1,000 different flavors.
Wait, hold on. Not this size, right? Like
it's bigger than that.
Yeah, I was about to say that's like
it was like
the 5,000 count.
No, I wasn't quite that much, but I think it was like half of that. But anyways, it's the one that has the thousands and thousands of flavors in it. And so much, in fact, that it comes with a map that lets you know so you can look and identify what flavor is what. The problem is the people, the chuckle fucks over at Jelly Belly,
the chuckle
they make all of the nasty ones and the really good ones the same exact color and the same like speckling and all of that. So candy corn and like cotton candy look exactly the same. So
skunk smell or black licorice, they look the same.
It is like even yes,
49 flavors.
It was more than that. It had more flavors than that. But it had like the map with it, and you can't tell. You can't tell. So you're gonna take one of those. You're gonna eat it. You better have a spittin' bucket ready. They should come with two of them. One that's full of Jelly Bellies and one that's empty for spitting. I have spit out more Jelly Bellies than I've eaten Jelly Bellies in my entire life.
50 flavor, 3-pound bag?
It wasn't a bag. It was a container.
Holy crap! How many did your dad get?
Okay, so my dad loves Jelly Bellies. And I guess he's okay with the gamble. And to a certain extent, I am too.
Gamble, yeah.
But
I think your dad would be good at roulette.
I just can't. For that reason, I have to put these in either D or F.
I mean, I'm fine with F. I think that's very reasonable.
Give it an F.
I just can't. And Jelly Belly does make bags that have like the good flavors, but they're so rare. The only ones you'll ever find is the oops, all nasty ones. They should go collaborate with Cap'n Crunch at this point. Ridiculous. Oops, God. All disgusting.
Oops,
don't
all
you
bad.
Speak ill of my glorious king, the Captain of Crunch.
I thought you liked the Colonel more.
Colonel of what?
Colonel Sanders.
Sanders.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't talk ill of either of them. I love them both.
Why do you exclusively love older white men with white hair? Does Bryce like silver foxes?
I think he does.
No,
we found
I don't.
His type, but they make
do we need to drag Bryce away from the retirement home with Tinder in hand? Do we need to make a ploy here?
They make good food.
Quick side tangent here, since you weren't here for our Mandela Effects episode.
You weren't.
And since you are a Captain Crunch connoisseur, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good old CCC.
All right. Captain Crunch. Captain is spelled all the way out. True or false?
False.
It's Captain Crunch?
Yeah.
Okay, look at him. See, he is a connoisseur. Not a fake fan.
I didn't know that.
I knew it.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Yeah, it's a common misconception.
That's like tip of the iceberg, bro.
Yeah. Oh, there's some deep ones. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Listen to that episode after this one.
A bunch of people think that Cap'n Crunch was not always just the little yellow things. They used to think it used to have berries before they did oops all berries. Yeah, never did.
Nope.
Well, I miss the I'm oops all Adderall versions.
Shane.
What are we gonna do with you?
Adderall.
Give him a job. All right. Jolly Ranchers.
The official candy of elementary school.
This is in my teeth too.
I was about to say how the 0.49 GPA kids be looking when they hear Kahoot and Jolly Rancher in the same sentence.
That's sounds true. This is like this candy's the mascot of like teachers grabbing something from the bottom of their drawer and saying, "Do my worksheet." Like
at my internship, we had like a bowl in the department that I was working at for my internship. We had like a bowl full of Jolly Ranchers, and at the bottom of it were just the blue ones. All
what
the blue
kind of place what, is
the blue,
this?
The blue ones are my favorite.
I like the red.
People
ones.
Didn't like the blue ones.
Blue Shane, and red.
You do go to Hope College, so I don't expect them to be that smart. So it's like, you know.
What's up, Aaron?
Shane, I'm gonna one up you here. So we had a bowl of Jolly Ranchers at my place of my J word. And so this is the one that we take to all of our remotes, to all the places around in town. And so we have a couple of these candy dishes. Usually we have like, you know, like Dum Dums or whatever. And So I'm going through our big box at Rock's trailer, and I'm looking for the candy dish to bring out, and I find this one bowl. It's in the corner. It's been there for a minute, and it's full of Jolly Ranchers. I'm like, okay, cool. I pick it up. The Jolly Ranchers have all collected themselves into one hybrid being that is glued to the bowl. I can Dairy Queen flip that thing and nothing falls out. It is just one mass. It is one being.
One being.
And I think I took it back inside, and I like took like a spoon and like started like shoveling it. There's still residue. I cleaned it like 5-10 times. No dice. Nope. It is like that forever.
Beautiful.
So
that is terrifying. Yeah. I guess to that note, I just never enjoyed how much these things stuck to your teeth. Like in terms of candy, I hate hard candy. I do not find that appetizing. Like I don't want to eat. I don't want to work to eat my candy. You know, it's like I'm already eating something unhealthy. Don't make me think about my sins for any longer. Like
we always
I don't
love
know, man.
Finding the old Jolly Ranchers in grandma's candy dish with the Halls throat lozenge and a paperclip.
I'd rather eat the paperclip.
For
like,
me, they just leave too much of an aftertaste.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just can we put them in like
D.
Yeah, I'd say that's
they're not as bad as Dots. I'd take
Dolly.
A Jolly Rancher over a Dot.
True. Yeah,
that's true. It's just it doesn't. I don't know, man.
That's
can
fine.
We give it like its own separate? Like, I don't like you, dear.
The Jolly Rancher tier.
the Jolly Rancher.
The Jolly Rancher.
Let's just keep
mass.
We'll keep it going. Keep it going.
Let's just keep
next
it going.
Next up, oh, the Hershey Kisses. Now,
yeah.
This I will fight for B tier. Honestly,
yeah, I'll fight for B.
Like,
on this
I don't think it. I don't think it's higher enough. Than. I don't think it's higher than B in my opinion. I think Hershey's Kisses is that like. They are great decoration candy, you know? Sure. Like, they're not, like, sole decoration candy like some of these are, but, like,
Dots.
Whenever I think of Hershey's Kisses, I think of, like, Christmas time, you know?
The tree commercial where it's, like, they're, like, ringing the bells.
Oh, my God. I remember one time when I was a kid, I was watching, like, local network TV or whatever, and it was in the middle of August, and I saw that Christmas Hershey Kisses commercial.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of August. And I was like, you're kidding me. Who was in the back on that job, huh? Who made that decision? But anyway, but I look at Hershey Kisses and I go like...
Too long of a job.
My thing with Hershey Kisses is like, they always look better than they taste, if that makes sense. Because you look at it, especially like if they're on a cookie, right? Like, especially if they're like the Hershey Kisses on the peanut butter cookie, and like the peanut butter cookie looks like, oh wow, this looks great. And then you have the Hershey Kisses part, and unless you just had it out of the oven, it's really annoying to eat, because it's like the Hershey, the kiss is like a harder than the cookie, so it's like it doesn't feel that great eating it in your mouth or whatever. And it's just like, this is just superfluous. Like, what am I doing here? Yeah. I still think they taste fine. Like, I'm not mad about it. Not but, like, I do think they're, like, the most, like, weird, superfluous candy on this list that I actually enjoy.
I guess. We can do B.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm, like, unironically a Hershey Kiss enjoyer, but, like, I get why people don't like them. It's not like one of those.
I still like them. It's just I don't.
But I mean, like you give me a bag of Hershey Kisses and I'm having a good day. Like something about just the way they're made. I like them a lot.
All right, we got a. What would you do for a Kit Kat bar?
That's, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
That's like A or B for me.
I'm going A.
I'll go A.
Yeah,
at our food market here at my college, they have a lot of Kit Kats, and a lot of kids will buy them.
The new donut ones. Have you ever had the glazed donut ones?
Excuse me. I've seen those.
Yes, those are phenomenal. I get them from the gas station across the street from my J Word.
I've never heard of this. I used to have the green tea ones that they like make literally in Japan.
The original ones are great. The Japanese ones. There are so many different flavors. Those are really, really good.
I had the pink one was, and then the green tea one. They're so good.
I get those imported. Those are really good. The vanilla ones, I will fight for the vanilla ones. Those are good. The glazed donut ones, I don't know if they're limited. Like, they're going to get rid of it. They probably will, but those are good. If you haven't had them, try them.
Buy me one and give it to me next week, and I will pay you back.
That's fine. I'll get one when I go to my J Word tomorrow.
Huzzah!
Stop! I'm uncomfortable! But, yeah, they're pretty good. I remember for Christmas, I got my I was, at Christmas, I was at a family funeral like weekend or whatever. I don't know really how else to describe it, but like the funeral was on a Saturday, but like the family was still together on the Friday and the Sunday after. And my uncle, he gave me like this massive like bar that had like 15 Kit Kat bars in it or whatever. It's like one of those humongo ones you can get at Costco, and there's like a picture of me like holding it like I'm a freaking lobster or whatever, just like memeing around, hitting people with it. But anyway,
out the Kit Kat.
I was listening to DJ Khaled on the way here. But anyway, but yeah, Kit Kat bars are pretty good. I like them a lot.
Oh, what is this?
It's a Kit Kat bar. Up next are those Krabby Patty gummies.
Those are good. Good. Those are a childhood favorite of mine.
Those are good. While.
I'll give him A, just because I had them a lot during my childhood.
I give him B for burger.
That's fine. I have a fun story about
these. Yeah, I'm fine with whatever.
I got a good story about
these.
A or B.
So we were taking a trip with some of our family. This is a long time ago. This is back when we had our town and country. And so you could fit a lot of people in there. But apparently my one cousin, we'd filled literally this whole van, and my cousin's like, oh crap, where am I gonna sit? And my dad just goes, right in the trunk. So my cousin is huddled in the trunk of the Chrysler Town and Country, and we had a bag of those Krabby Patty burgers, and I just hear in the back, yo pass a, I don't know why I make it sound like that.
Was he six or whatever? The kind of story, like, yo,
it's like, yo, pass a patty, and we just like huck one pass in the back. A patty. Just huck one in the back.
Huck one in the back.
Yo, that's the. You're making it sound like he was your drug dealer, and he's like taking some of your drugs or whatever. Like, yo, pass the patty. Yo,
pass a patty. There is another. These are disgusting. I had the unfortunate experience with those. So when I was in another story, when I was down in Miami, we went to this like mega candy store that they have. It's like right on the water, and they had these Krabby Patty. It was like, I want to say it was like an advent calendar, but it really wasn't. It was, they basically gave you seven Krabby Patties, and there were seven different mystery flavors. And there was like a list of what they all were, but of course they're all randomized in the box. You don't know which one you're going to get. So they have like the different flavors, like the, you know, the really sweet ones. And then there was the pickle flavored one.
Excuse me?
The pickle flavored, actual pickle flavored gummy Krabby Patty.
Oh, yeah. I
and
know
that
what
was
you're
like the
about.
Satan of the group.
You don't like pickles?
I don't like pickle flavored gummy candy. I like,
it's a pretty realistic
I like pickles.
Ass.
And when I say that that was the most diabolical one of them all, I mean that. It didn't taste like pickle. It tasted like raw sewage.
Oh.
It was awful.
Dang.
Awful. And of course, bad. That was the first one I pulled out of the box.
Of course.
So, yeah. But the originals, those are good. And the other like tropical flavor ones, those are pretty good too. And I'm not, I don't like tropical, a lot of candy, but those ones are all right. Story time over.
All right, let's keep her going. We got Lifesavers gummies.
S. S.
The gummy Lifesavers are so good.
Yes. S tier for the gummies. Those are good.
I haven't, I don't think I've actually ever had these, so you know what, fair enough. They look fine.
I was gonna say A, but I'm getting outvoted, so
good.
Just throw it in there. I don't got much stunk on, but now we have the ones I've actually had, the stupid mints.
B.
The blue ones are better than the green ones.
I disagree. Green's better than blue.
I've exclusively had the.
I mean, as a singer, the green ones dry out your throat way more than the blue ones. That's why I'm really picking on, like, what gum I eat. Oh, yeah, because it has to do with the artificial flavoring. Like, I've looked a lot into, like, all that, like, artificial stuff and the way it, like, gets made in. So, the flavoring is more natural in the blue ones. So, even though they might not taste as good, it's better for your throat. So, if you're, like, your breath is just not having a good day, your mouth is off, but you still need to go on stage. Like, me at camp. We were dependent on these, and we had a green bag that we gave to everybody, but backstage we had a blue bag for us. So right next to our raw honey,
only say green bag for me because at my dad's office we have those, the green mints, especially because we're going in constantly seeing patients and stuff. Always want having fresh breath.
My church only buys the green ones for whatever reason.
I feel like Bryce's reason was stronger. 5 points for Whitendoor.
Aaron, back in elementary school, didn't we like do some, like, everybody had like a bunch of mints? Wasn't that elementary or middle school?
Did you give any more content on the story?
Like middle school, I didn't know you in elementary school.
Remember back in elementary school that we had all those mints. And what do we do with
back
those?
What
do we do with those mints?
Remember how good life was?
Of those, of the
green recess, nap time.
Remember how simple times were? We just had bags of mints. Oh, yeah.
Those were the good days.
That's when the economy made sense.
The economy made sense.
That's when politics were good.
Okay, so Shane, what are you trying to get at here?
No, like, it was just like everybody in our class. Everybody in our class had like a whole bag of like those mints, and like we'd trade them like for
Wow, that's a great story,
really?
Shane.
I remember this.
Was it currency?
Wow, like, you all turn them into a circle, and then you all like chant around the circle and go, ha ha ha, everybody look at me, and then Bruno Mars appears to sing a really bad version of one of his songs and he disappears.
Leave the door open.
So anyways, D tier and move on.
Okay. I agree. Get him out of here.
I don't remember the Lifesaver currency.
I don't remember
the Lifesaver stock market
either.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that. I just know I've had plenty of them at my
What
at my
is this office. Next thing?
Dum-dums. This is lollipops, bro.
Dum-dums.
Oh,
yeah, the dum-dums. My dad's office also has them.
Dum-dums are S tier.
Nah.
Oh. No, I agree. S tier.
I'm gonna be the contrarian. I'm sorry. Charlie, I'm showing you.
What is your reasoning?
Yeah, reasoning.
I just listen. Part of this is superficial, but I feel like I got to a certain age with Dum Dums, and I looked at myself and went, "I look like a toddler." Like, I just cannot do this.
My next door neighbor was an 81-year-old Vietnam veteran, and he had Dum Dums every single day as he sat on his lawn.
Well, shell shock does exist. But the point is that, like, I look at freaking Dum Dums and I'm like, first of all, they're called Dum Dums. I don't want to put a Dum Dum in my mouth.
You big Dum Dum.
That insinuates a lot. I don't want to do that. But, like, second, like,
a Dum Dum Dummy.
Dum Dum Dummy. There you go.
I'm no Dum Dum. You Dum Dum.
Dum 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 Dum. But I feel like. Dum Dum. But I feel like Joseph said he was a prophet. Dum 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 dum. But like I feel like I look at, but I feel like I look at Dum Dums and I'm like, first of all, I'm not messing with any of the flavors. I hate the stupid like stick and the way it tastes in my mouth. It's like, oh, like please no. At least Fun Dip has like a stick that tastes fine or good or whatever. I don't remember, but like the lollipop angry. Stupid stick. It's like, oh no. I don't know, man. I look at it and it's like, no, it's just no. I feel like a baby because I have a pacifier in my mouth. It's like the older I get, the more I feel like a child when I look at it. I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't mess with it.
No, I don't get that.
I don't get it either.
I like them.
S tier.
Yeah, exactly. They're good. S tier.
I made my argument.
All right, that's fine.
Peanut All right, next M&Ms. Up we have peanut M&Ms.
My grandpa's favorite.
I'm out too.
You're out.
Like peanut butter, peanut.
Well, okay. Well, sure.
I've just never been a big fan of the peanut M&Ms.
I think they're okay. I think they're B tier.
They're all right. I prefer peanut butter M&Ms, but peanut M&Ms are all right. Literally, they're like an S plus tier for me. Like,
that, I agree
they are my
go
to candy for any occasion.
But peanut M&Ms, they're like they're fine. They're B tier. I'm not saying they're bad.
Yeah,
B tier. I think they're B tier because of the M&M stuff, not like in spite of it. Like, you know, yeah. It's like the peanut kind of makes it a little harder. You know, like I don't mess with it.
God bless Mars though for making the peanut ones and the normal ones, making the peanut ones bigger so you can differentiate them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You know, if I look at that party bowl and I notice there's some fat M&Ms in there,
like a tumor.
Stay away.
Yeah, it looks like a tumor growing on them. Yeah.
Stay away.
Oh, anyway, yeah, had, B for peanut.
You ever had M&M minis?
Those are good.
Well, those are okay.
Don't even get me started on M&M minis.
All right, where are we putting those peanut ones at?
B.
B. Okay.
Mini M&Ms are fine.
Yeah.
Next, we have normal M&Ms.
A or S? I just love chocolate,
A
but like...
Fine.
M&Ms...
I think, like, I don't know.
M&Ms for me, though, I love them still. I'm not... That has not changed. But I remember around 2020 when the cool illness was going around, and like after I went through that, because you know can't see it YouTube, So I remember my like taste buds changed. Like Doritos for a while tasted like pool water, and M&Ms for a while it started to come back. Like Doritos are fine for me now, and M&Ms are okay, but for a while I just could not stand M&Ms, but they're fine now. I don't know what the illness was a little wacky.
Yeah, I mean, I think with M&Ms specifically, it's like I like them, but again, I'm in the camp of I think peanut butter M&Ms are better than the regular M&Ms, and I would give that the S tier and give this the A. Sure. I do not feel similar. I like to me those are two different planes of existence. I think regular M&Ms are fine. Like I like them. I just kind of feel like most of these candies, I get to a point after a while, like when I'm eating them, I'm like, I just like, no, get away. And unfortunately, M&Ms is one of those for me,
mm-hmm.
where I'm kind of just like, I do give them a lot of points because I do think they have the best advertising campaign about of any candy on this list.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of the few candies where like their characters are iconic.
I'm just saying, there's a reason we come in different bags.
But cool. Daddy, I love him. They're so iconic they make news anchors question their sexuality. They're pretty good.
True.
But the point is that's my argument. They're here mainly for I think they're pretty good.
Comedic purposes.
They're a good base. They have an amazing advertising campaign and some pretty bad Wii games. That's why they're.
We need to play M&M's card racing.
Yes.
Ooh, that'd be a fun one.
Don't you disrespect the M&M
McFlurries, though, at McDonald's. Those go hard.
When they work.
Yeah. Yeah, when they work. The ones at Dairy Queen's pretty good.
Yeah,
M&M Blizzards are pretty good. But next up, we got an Ike and Mike.
I remember when they split up.
I don't like chewy candies like that, where they're like in between gummy and just chewy.
The flavors are just not there for me.
I love the flavors, but I hate how I have to chew them. I'm not going to lie.
I agree. I think C tier is fine.
C tier is fine because I'll have them above like any of this, like, you know, the Jolly Ranch or the tamale.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
My whole family loves Mike and Ike, so they're constantly in the house. It's just, you know?
I look at Mike and Ike's and, like, I mean, granted, it is my favorite unit of measurement for anything ever. Whenever I think of the price of something, I say it's like 20 Mike and Ike's. That's usually what happens.
Of course.
But I don't know, that's the only positive point I got in its direction.
You guys remember back like a decade ago, Mike and Ike split up? Apparently. Yeah, it was a whole promotional thing, like back in like 2012. They like split up and had like their own separate boxes where it's like either the Mike or the Ike was like scribbled out.
I want the Ike.
So it's like left Twix, right Twix.
Yeah, pretty
real
much.
Real Bert and Ernie situation.
Yeah.
Just keep them together. Work. Hey, Bert, do you like the mic or the Ike more?
I like the mic.
God. Oh, gee, Bert. I like the Ike more.
What are we saying for this one?
C.
I don't know, man. C right. For Mike and Ike, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Satan's candy.
Duds. Oh, Milk Duds.
The easiest F tier we've handed out yet. Milk Duds are an abomination in the sight of God, and there is one candy that I would deem just as bad that is coming up in a little bit.
Yeah, Milk Duds, they're a real dud. I think I've only had them once, never again. They just did not taste great to me.
I hate them. The way you have to chew through them, the taste, like, it's awful. Just either give me a piece of caramel or give me a piece of chocolate. Don't do this intertwined crap. They're egregious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next up, we have Milky Way.
Soft Twix.
Milky Way, A tier, S tier. I'll give an A. Love Milky Way.
I'll give an A for this one.
I'm like in B territory with Milky Way.
I think I'm voting B.
I look at Milky Way and I go, you're a poor man Snickers. That's the way I kind of view Milky Ways.
Well, Milky Ways don't have any peanut butter in it. I think they're soft.
They're
soft Twix. That's what they are. They're soft Twix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really have any strong, like, specific reasons for why I don't mess with them. Like, I remember thinking they're fine as a kid, but, like, there's always something about them that made me, like,
maybe the ick.
Yeah.
These were always in the same grab bags as the Musketeers.
They were.
So these Musketeers are always the ones left in the bag.
And I don't get why.
They are.
Although Milky Ways, I would put above Three Musketeers.
I can do B.
Yeah.
All right.
I just remember in second grade, they were my favorite candy bar, and my book buddy, who was in eighth grade, her name was JoJo, for Christmas, because my birthday is right before Christmas, she got me a huge gift bag, and it was just a ton of Milky Ways. Core memory right there.
Yeah.
That's me. Anyway, next up, we got Nerds.
S tier. Hands down.
F.
Hold on. I personally have never had them, so I don't have an opinion, but...
I'm saying S tier.
Let's hear out the arguments. F.
I'm saying
why?
It's a very highly requested candy from what I've heard and experienced, and I think the best versions of Nerds are the cluster ones, where it's like...
We're not doing the clusters or the ropes. We are just doing straight Nerds.
We're doing the normal Nerds.
The clusters or the ropes S-tier. Are S-tier. The little boxes... Actual Nerds, so F-tier. I hate Nerds, F-tier.
I hate small bits of candy.
I was about to say, they're too crunchy, they're too small.
It's like eating fruity sprinkles.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. Just
give me a Nerds rope or a Nerds cluster, but don't give me a box of Nerds, or they will be in your face in as long as it takes
I'll
me to throw
a box of Nerds any day.
This is a very Gen X. Like, Gen X will, like, sell a kidney for a Nerd, and,
even
like, everybody else is
Nerds.
Like, no.
Even my parents hate Nerds.
Yeah.
My family loves Nerds, and That was something I grew up with. So that's my argument.
Right. I'm pretty sure with each nerd eating, your dad lost one more hair. So it's like, I don't want to hear any of it.
Okay, don't go making fun of my dad like that. That's why I thought
Don't make him fun of my dad like that. Bro, what you doing this accent for, bro? Get out. You white. You're not. Anyways, leave F tier.
I'm from the Bronx. I've been driving since I was 8.
Give this an F tier and move on from this.
I bought the ticket. I'll do what I want.
I'll do what I want. I bought the nerds. I'll do what I want. So I'm off the ship.
Amen. So
I'll give you D. I'll give you D.
Fine, D.
You're going to give me D?
Wow.
Yeah, CD
Lamb.
CD's nuts. I've actually got CD in the lead. All right.
That's like 30 points for Whitendorf from each of y'all.
I've actually got CD in our fantasy league. Thank you, Shane. You're not having him. Anyways, rolled gold pretzels.
So, I don't know why these are in here, but if we are going to rank them against everything, S tier.
Yeah, S-tier
I love rolled golds. Those okay. Are, yeah.
God, I love pretzels.
Anytime like a bag of those appears at my J word, I'm like grabbing a bowl and like making myself one. Like I have to.
All right.
Yes.
I love pretzels. So,
every time I go visit my grandpa, like if we're gonna watch like a football game together, I always make sure to bring a bag of those, and we just it's great.
I love salty food. That's where I'm at. It's like, this is like salty snack. I love it. I'm a fan.
Reese's cups is next.
All right. I'm not hearing any arguments. It's S tier.
Yep.
No, yeah, I thought y'all agreed on that already. That's why I was moving on.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's like, listen, this is the best candy bar out there, in my opinion. This is my... I think the peanut butter, the chocolate mixed together, it's so versatile. It comes in so many different forms. We're obviously not counting them, but like in terms of what you're getting, it's the perfect mix of peanut butter and chocolate. Like, you can get so many different packs of them. They're perfect. Granted, I think they taste great cold. I think they taste great warm. Obviously, I think they're a little better if they're cold, in my opinion. But, like, again, they're not like Airheads where they're awful in specific temperatures. I think they stand against any kind of thing you throw it at. They have a pretty good marketing campaign. I think in terms of all the stuff they were able to do with them.
Reese's peanut butter cups are a divine treat that the Lord has blessed us with. Saint Reese, whoever this is, I hereby deem him a saint for creating this. Saint Reese. Okay, listen. I'm a huge peanut butter guy, and I'm a huge chocolate guy. You put them together, you have my
heart.
I will literally sit. Today I did it, and yesterday I did it. I will just sit and eat peanut butter.
There is an actual Saint Reese, by the way.
He must have created this. That was his miracle.
St. Elizabeth of Hungary Reese Parish, located in Reese, Michigan.
Literally, St. Reese's peanut butter cups. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, so I don't even know how anybody who's not allergic to peanut butter could argue anything but like S tier.
And apparently St. Reese was a woman.
Cool.
Well, fun facts.
More fun facts.
I'm the fact guy.
And that's another job and another point. Few points, more than one.
I feel like the way Shane positions, like she was a woman, was the same way that conversation Ted, where they're talking to each other and going like, "Everyone's allowed." Why do you have to say that? That's implied. Well, you know, and that's the point. Everyone's allowed. So why are we talking about it? Why are you talking about it? No Mexicans though. that's what this whole conversation has felt like. Anyway, next up,
we have Reese's Pieces. A tier, S tier, A tier.
Yeah, know. I think it's A.
A tier.
I think like. I will concede.
I would say B, but I'll give A.
Here's my thing with Reese's Pieces that, like, I think they're good, right? But I also, again, I feel like if I eat enough of them, I hate myself after. Maybe this is just me, but it's like, I feel like they are diminishing returns at some point. And I'm like, ugh.
That's fair.
With Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, I always feel like I'm getting a full hearty, like, oh, wow, this is a really good candy bar. I feel like with Reese's Pieces, I'm like, I assume my mouth tastes really weird after. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's fine. It's good. I feel like it's better when mixed with other things rather than by themselves.
It made its way into E.T. and then kind of blew up from there.
Yeah, look at that. Thanks, Spielberg.
No problem.
When's the last time you made a good move? Anyway, all right, Ring Pop.
All right, Ring Pop.
Ring Pops are good, but they're very inconvenient.
I was about to say, they're an uncomfortable shape.
Yeah,
I'll say B?
I was going to say.
If you want to talk about candy that makes you look like a baby.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with this one, where it's like, I have a Ring Pop and I feel like a kid pretending to be Green Lantern. And I'm like,
yep.
I don't know.
Dum Dums, I feel, are like eternal, but Ring Pops, there is like an age limit to those. Like, I don't want to catch you walking around town with a Ring Pop on. Like,
yeah, like I'm just gonna shoot you. Like, respectfully, it's like, I'm just gonna put you out of your misery. Like, respectfully, you're gonna hear a different type of pop if you have a Ring Pop. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just
gonna hear a ring and a pop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, Marshall, we know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyway,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yep. Marshall, we know what you're saying.
C for pop. I don't give a crud.
Yeah.
Next thing I was Rolos.
Rolos.
Rollo from Cleveland.
Never had it. A or B. I like Rolos a lot. My mom used to love them when I was a kid.
I haven't had one in a while.
Rolos, I think, going like, I'd vote B.
B. We'll do B. Because, yet again, better than like Crunch, Butterfinger, Musketeer. Like,
I started eating, or I like got back into Rolos after
Rolos Tim, fandom.
After Tim and Eric, the Rolo Tony song. Have you
heard? Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Poor old Rolo Tony. Oh, yeah,
that's right.
So,
all right. Skittles. Next up, we have Skittles.
Skittles in the individual bags are good. Skittles in the mega bag, I think they like I don't know why, maybe this is just a me thing, but when Skittles are in like the big mega bags, they taste different, and not in a good way, but like when they're in the smaller bag and there's less of them together, it's fine.
I can see that.
Maybe that's just me, I don't know, but I feel like the smaller bags are better than the big bags.
My thing with Skittles is that I always feel like I have a really weird aftertaste after eating them.
If you eat too many of them,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like with Skittles is like, and granted, I know there are some Skittles connoisseurs in this room, so I will not be...
Sure.
I will try not to mince my words here, but I feel like with Skittles is that I have less endurance with eating Skittles as I do with M&Ms. That makes sense, like... You can give me a thing at M&M's, I'll be like, yeah. And you give me a thing at Skittles, and I'll be like, I feel like I just woke up after a nap.
It's a chew factor. Again, I have the same thing with the endurance. Like, it's a chew factor. If I have to, like, take my time for, like, one of your pieces of candy, I'm like...
Yeah, because I guess where I personally like candy is when it can melt in my mouth a little bit, and I can just, like, not think about it too hard. Or if I feel like it was an active experience eating some of this stuff, I just kind of like it less. No. Mm-hmm. I think it'd B or A tier though. Like, I'm not gonna give it C or anything crazy like that. C for Skittles. I'd never do that.
I think A is fair.
A is suitable.
I think A is fine. I think for the people who really like Skittles here, it's fair.
But before we move on though, I have a story that's been cooking for a while about Skittles.
Oh, goody.
It's been cooking for a while. I've been waiting to unleash this story.
Oh no.
So, excellent. The airport. You know it. You love it. Sometimes you don't. You know the story.
I love it?
Yeah. You know it.
I know the story.
The airport. Mm-hmm. I was going to the airport. I forget where I was going. It was either like, I think it was somewhere in Florida. So, we're going through TSA, and this is at Detroit Metro.
Yep.
And it was early in the morning, and I had a bag of Skittles. It was like the normal, you know, one you find, you know, at the gas station or whatever. And I had them in my pocket, and I had them kind of open, but they were open so they wouldn't fall out of my pocket. So I'm going through TSA, and I take everything out of my pockets except for the Skittles. So they scan the thing. They're like, okay, walk through. So walking through. And they look at like the X-ray thing, and they're like, what's that? Like, oh, those are Skittles. Like, Skittles. Are you sure about that? Why don't you take those out of your pocket for me?
Are you sure? You sure about that?
That poor TSA officer wished probably for the rest of his life that he never asked me to take those Skittles out of my pocket. I reach in, I pull them out, and they explode. They go everywhere. There's a line behind us waiting to go through the metal detector. And there's me circa 2018, I think, with a bag with a somewhat empty bag of Skittles, and all of them are rolling across Detroit Metro Airport.
Ooh, yeah.
And so I had the joys of picking all of the Skittles up, throwing them away, and moving on with my life. And it's been a funny story in the back pocket ever since.
It's incredible.
And here you are years later.
So don't take Skittles through TSA. Just a PSA for you, unless the bag is closed.
Yeah.
Unless your bag is closed, yeah.
Just don't go through the TSA. Just fly over it. They can't do anything.
Just drive. Just drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
just
walk.
Have the key, just backwards long jump over that. Just absolutely skip the TSA section.
That's the way you do it, man. Honestly.
Just get pre-checked. Just get pre-checked so that you don't have to worry about all of that.
Oh my god.
Let me pre-check my Skittles.
I was just about to say.
Pre-check.
Yeah, can I pre-check my Rubik's Cube so I can get checked for weed?
Oh,
I get that?
That's a good one too.
That is a good
one. Yeah, that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
But we'll
save that one.
Anyway. Next up we have freaking Smarties. Listen, F tier. I hate Smarties. Yeah. I hate them so freaking much. I think they taste awful. They always have this really stupid, like,
acidity.
They have these acid tastes that, like, as this acid taste, like, spits out at my mouth, and I'm like, I think they're really annoying to eat because I have to undo that stupid wrapper. Then you have to have them one by one to make sure they don't all spill out. So you have a stupid mess. And you can't even use the wrapper anymore. They're the most inconvenient candy designed by boomers who never learned how to make a proper candy bar. Like, I can't. I just can't.
American Smarties are awful. UK Smarties, perfect.
Never had them.
UK Smarties are M&M's before they change the flavor, before they change the recipe for them. They are phenomenal, and you can't get them here, but you can import them. So,
but the regular Smarties, all right. Like,
I hate them. I hate them.
If I have
so
them,
much,
I eat them all the day.
Shane, that's is that your life, Shane? Just like, man,
I eat them and call
they
it
give
a
me
day.
Food, I eat it, call it a day. What else do you do with food, Shane? Do you make paper mache hats out of them?
It's like the
no,
do
I
you
drink
fold
it.
Them into origami?
Well, what I do, I just put them in the blender.
No. I'm sorry, your description is so ridiculous. I take the food, I eat it, I call it a day. You sound like a freaking that was the most consumer thing I have ever heard in my entire freaking life. You sound like you exclusively watched Cocomelon for your entire life. Like, oh my god.
He sounds like the Nutrisystem guy. You eat the food, you lose the weight. Cook.
It's great. You sound like you exclusively watch the Grubhub ad, on loop. That was that kind of, I can't, I just can't. You take the food, you eat it, that's great. That's really? What is this, 5 o'clock Price of Right advertisements? What is this? Really? Come on, this is episode 60, Shane! This is episode 60! Theoretically, we're supposed to be better by now, right? But no, apparently, our description is this magical thing called, I take the fruit, I eat it, and it's great! Wow! By that logic, I put on a pair of pants, and they cover my balls, and it's great! What does this say? What does anything mean anymore? Nothing means anything with these, vague corporate statements.
We're monetized!
Yeah, unfortunately.
We're monetized.
We get paid to say we eat the food. It's great. Call it a day. We get paid to say that now.
On that note.
Yeah.
Yeah, on that note.
Snickers.
Snickers. I love Snickers. I think they go hard. I don't know, man. I think that nougat, that peanut butter, that chocolatey mix, I think if it's warm, it's cold. I think I like it both ways. It kind of hits all the boxes for me on this one.
Sideways.
I don't be sure. I could freaking cartoon woodchuck that sideways. Sure, why not? I that wouldn't be my first instinct, but theoretically, I guess I could. But I don't know. I think it just kind of works in whatever situation or thing you throw at it. It's good in the fun size bits too. It doesn't feel like I'm really losing anything from those either. I think it's a pretty good candy.
Okay. I have no opinion, so where do you guys want it?
I think they're pretty decent. I don't feel as romantically inclined to it as Charlie does, but I'll give
that's
it an A tier.
What are our thoughts in the Snickers veins? We want them back.
I'm good with
what's
them.
Going on. Fair enough.
Snicker Vane.
Sewer Patch Kids.
Sour. I never had them actually. I don't like sour.
Really?
Food.
Really? Wow, that's surprising.
I don't like sour food.
I'll give them a B or an A. Probably.
I'll give an A.
B. Okay, we could do
A. A is fine.
A is fine.
Yeah. Tropical Sour Patch Kids. Awful. Yeah. Originals.
They got
great.
Pretty. They got pretty good ads. I'll give them that. They always have fun ads whenever they come on.
Oh yeah.
Starburst.
Ooh.
Overrated. C or D.
Another temperature based one.
C or D.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'd say
C for this one.
I'm gonna fight for B. Okay. Here's my thing, right? Is that I think Starburst at its best days is better than anything in C tier.
Yeah.
Like I agree that it's a very temperature based candy, but we already made that argument with Airheads, and that's why it's in B tier. I think we gotta be fair to Starburst. That's fine. Think when Starburst is like when you eat it the way you're supposed to, it's pretty darn good. But I also have to concede, not all of the flavors are that great. I think they're kind of annoying to eat.
Yeah, pink Starburst.
But I don't know. I think like it's B tier. I can't, in good conscience, put on the same tier as Butterfinger. I can't do it.
Yeah, that's fine. B is okay.
Yeah. Swedish fish.
Huh, that's funny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
The Swedish fish ghost. These are really good. I like the Swedish fish ones. Most of I like Swedish fish. Good. Don't eat too many Swedish fish, though. That's the thing. That's my thing. So if you eat too much Swedish fish, it's like, ooh, your stomach does a cool 180 pop shove it. It's like not okay.
Pop shove it.
But with it in moderation, great.
It's great.
It's like B or A.
Great.
I'll give it a B.
I'm fine with that. I don't think I've actually ever had Swedish fish. I kind of looked at them and went,
they're pretty good.
The mini ones are, I think, better than the full size ones, to be honest.
I think the opposite, but my family loves Swedish fish, and Mike and I so much they're always in the house. So like, I don't know.
That's kind of same thing here. There's always a bag of Swedish fish around.
That's funny.
Next up, we have a toothbrush.
The toothbrush.
Never had it.
Never had it.
What do you mean never had
never
it?
Never had it.
Never.
I brought it with my finger.
Well, that explains why your breath stinks.
Whew.
That breath actually smells pretty fine.
I can smell that through the screen. Every time I look at your camera, you have to wipe out your camera so often because it's going.
I was just about to say, I'm going to put the foghorn sound in there.
It's like the episode of SpongeBob where he has that food.
Oh, yeah. I hope my horrible ugliness will not affect you.
Not at all, bro.
Not at all, boy.
Oh my god. Listen, I don't exactly know how to rank this because it's a literal toothbrush.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten like actually, have I ever gotten maybe I'm just
I
thinking
have.
Of the dentist.
I have.
And like the Halloween. I don't think I've ever I've gotten one that's coming up later, which is another oddity, but I don't think I've ever seen the toothbrush.
You know what? I'm never mad when I get it.
Oh, sure. You know? It's like a free toothbrush.
Like, because I'm always cool. I'll be using this in a few months. Like, who cares? Like,
it's either you use it or it becomes like the scrubber for like whatever.
Yeah, for like your dad's gross back, and you have to go, all right, scratch my back, son. Oh, yeah.
You got to use the toothbrush to scrub the floor that you have to clean every day.
Yeah, you got to Phineas and Ferb that thing. You just clean the floor with the toothbrush. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Great, like
my neighbor was a dentist, and he always gave out the toothbrushes. But he always gave out those. Well, I think he's either dead or is like. And on the doorstep
he had,
now.
Like a terrible accident or something that like revoked his like license or something.
No.
My dentist was a super dentist because I kept calling him a tooth doctor.
My neighbor was a dentist and he would always give out toothbrushes and toothpaste on Halloween, but he would always give like the awful flavors of toothpaste and he would give like the really tiny kids toothbrushes that like never
like that.
Yeah, the ones that were like an inch long.
Okay, at that point, what did you expect? Like
I expected excellence from a dentist.
Excellence.
Anyways, throw it in F for fluoride. I don't know.
Nah, put it in never C. Had.
C for cavity?
C for cavity. Well, I'd rather have a toothbrush than a nerd's thing. I'm down with that.
No, yeah, that's actually so true.
It's at least
C.
useful.
Yeah, at least I look at a toothbrush and go, I'm going to enjoy using this, as opposed to a nerd's.
Yep.
All right, next we have a Tootsie Roll.
Doing that Tootsie Roll. Great song.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. I don't like Tootsie Rolls.
Tootsie Rolls are one, temperature, two,
flavor.
It's the flavor. Like the chocolate, I don't I understand. Yeah, they helped us win a war. I get it. But
I don't
leave
care.
Them in 1945, okay? Just leave them there.
Right. Like, just because like something was popular in 1945 doesn't mean it's good. By that logic, it's like abusing your wife was popular in 1945 doesn't mean I think we should bring it back. Like, I don't know, man.
Bringing it back. Anyway.
I did just six shoulders.
Anyways, Tootsie Rolls are C tier. I'd have them over Haribo gummy bears any day. I'm singing to move on from the situation. Put him in C tier. Yeah,
B for beating, Shane. That's where apparently it needs to go.
B for beating.
Yes. I get them at Planet Fitness a lot, so I'm
D for domestic
Fitness.
What Planet Fitness do you go to that hands out Tootsie Rolls?
Oh, they have like a bucket of Tootsie Rolls, and I just grab like two or three of them.
It's the same bucket you spit in with the jolly with the freaking jelly bellies.
Amen.
Nope.
I'm just about to say that's such a Planet Fitness thing to do, to give out candy.
Yeah, of course.
Jeez Louise.
Anyways,
let's be fit.
The gym I go to doesn't give out candy.
Put it in D for beating and like move on.
D for domestic dispute.
There was.
I agree.
Dispute.
That's where it's going. I would rather have a toothbrush than a Tootsie Roll.
Fair enough. Oh man.
C for crying for help. But anyway.
A for again. Like I don't know.
Again.
Again.
S for suing. But
S for strike back. Like, anyways, trolleys. I don't know the last time I had a trolley.
It's been like middle school.
Yeah,
it's been a
me. It was like middle of high school.
I think I had one in high school, and that was it.
Never had it.
I don't remember much about them. No, they're fine.
Is this the sour one?
Probably. I think they're by default.
I don't
sour.
Like. I don't like sour food. It's why I don't.
Trolleys had like not sour versions.
They have not sour versions, but the default, like if you see a bag of trolleys, you know it's sour. Versus if you see Skittles and it doesn't say sour, then it's not.
Okay.
So if you just want to throw it, I never had it because I don't think any of us remember.
I'm fine with that.
I
works out for me. All
right. They were okay. from what I remember.
Next we got a Twix.
S tier. I'll fight you on
S. I'm saying S too.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that's classic.
I'm not gonna fight that. I think Twixes are really good, left or right. What you got?
Yeah, Twizzlers, strawberry ones.
S tier,
excellent.
Next up, we got a produce.
Produce.
I don't know, man. Listen, I'd rather take a toothbrush than produce.
Yeah.
That's if like, you hand me like, an apple in my trick or treat bag, you're getting it shoved and locked in your jaw like you're a roach.
It's not that I think produce is bad. It's more like on the purposes of Halloween, you give me that toothbrush and it's like in a little baggie or whatever. I know nothing wrong is going to happen to it. It's like, oh, I'll have it later or whatever.
You're
the produce, that thing's going to go. It's going to go bad.
You're the actual evil of Halloween if you give out produce.
Yeah. Like I never get mad about a toothbrush.
You'll
I
never
do
be
get
like
mad.
That person.
I'm not anti eating healthy. I'm more just like. Listen, you're not going to store it properly in that bag. It's a waste of money and time.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got fruit snacks.
Welch's fruit snacks. I actually met the CEO of Welch's at a randomly at one of my one of the remotes. They just showed up and like, hey, I'm the like the assistant or it was like CEO or assistant to CEO.
Welch's fruit snacks are actually pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, this is an really A tier for me.
I'm gonna be that guy. I don't like fruit snacks.
Okay, so I'm Charlie's sorry. A loser. We found that out.
Exactly.
Shane, uh-oh. I don't want to hear anything coming from. I eat the food and it's great. I don't want to hear anything from like Socrates from SOCK over here. I don't want to hear.
I'm just
anything.
Socrates, I'm just going to say, was spitting facts back in the day.
No, do you know how he spelled Socrates? S-O-C-K, the sock puppet version. Did you not even listen to the joke?
So I'd say A tier.
I agree, A tier.
A tier.
I just think, Charlie's I just don't think that, I mean, listen, put him in A tier. I know my opinion doesn't matter, but like, I'll say it anyway. I just don't like the taste of them. I don't know, man. It's probably just because I had to watch my brother eat them every day as a kid, and he would eat them like one by one and go hoop, 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 like in a hand bushel full, like he was a chipmunk. And this continued until today. And it's like every time I see it, it just turns me off from it more and more and more.
It triggers him. It's like a trigger. Yeah,
it's like my Winter Soldier book of phrases. It's like fruit snacks and like gushers. Not gushers. I'm sorry, I lied. The yogurt tubes, whatever they're called, that I'm forgetting.
Go-gurt.
It's that.
Yeah.
Go-gurts and fruit snacks is like my Winter Soldier like words of like things that disgust me.
Speaking of eating crap.
Whoppers
are worse than they're just as bad as Milk Duds, in my opinion. They are the spawn of Satan.
Yeah,
I've never had
like
them, so
Whoppers are just disgusting. They're one of my little brother Blake's favorite candies, and I want to punch him every time I see him eating them. Like, I just straight up want to smack them right out of his mouth. Like, why would you degrade yourself so much as to eat the degenerate piece of candy known as a Whopper? It is disgusting.
I don't know, man. He's your brother. I'll ask him, like, hey, why do you hate yourself? You know, it was like, figure it out. Like, maybe he'll give you an answer.
The only good thing is, like, I abuse that because, like, whenever I get them in my Halloween bag, I'm like, hey, Blake, I'll trade you all my Whoppers for, like, whatever. And he's like, oh, deal. So, like, take his candy with
it. Forgot your secret strat.
I'd make Can't that deal. Anymore. Did you make that deal? I'd make that deal.
I'd buy that for a dollar. And last up is York.
Very old people.
York,
yeah, my grandma has them at her house. I'll give a B. I'll say B.
Want S. I love York peppermint patty so much.
That's gonna throw off the grading.
I'm taking
curve.
The back. I'm reviewing my initial decision real quick. Hold on.
Can I get him like 100 points for Weitendorf? Like, can we get him of the points?
That's
yeah. Dude, the sorting hat is sending him to like Maryland for how white this is. It's like
I'm going to ask this one.
You haven't just won a Sears gift card. You've won a Sears.
Yeah, congratulations. You own an abandoned Sears.
Like, I don't even want him to agree with me after saying that. Like that
I hate them now.
I was having a bag of them like last week.
What's whiter, the peppermint or Shane?
When I'm at my grandma's, I always just snag a few.
Snag?
Yeah.
York's, I only see at like, they're like in the, like the bowl at like a jewelry store or like something like that. Maybe a restaurant, like a family Diamond, diner. I don't know. Those weren't the only two places I've ever seen.
Like, yeah, York's have a lot of energy of like, you're watching Ellen at 3 p.m. and there it is.
No, don't. Don't degrade my York patties with Ellen and Shane. Don't degrade them by doing that white referee review call. Like,
that was a real Chris Collinsworth play if I've ever seen one.
I love York peppermint patties.
Just like I love Patrick Mahomes.
I love York peppermint Patricks. Like, nobody does them like them.
Peppermint Patricks.
Peppermint Patricks.
Man. C for
Let's crusty. Do B tier. Just give me a
fine. Fine.
Okay.
B for blase. Alright.
B for Blargan the Diddle No Hip.
What?
Alright. I don't want to acknowledge
so
him
Shane
anymore.
Is
all right,
having
guys,
a stroke.
So,
dang, none of y'all watched SpongeBob back in the day.
Those are fighting words
those
in this
are
house.
So fighting words.
Can we kick him off the podcast? What is he even doing?
I didn't know that Shane Siegel would enter the John Davenport conversation. Boy, scared him!
Wow. Just an innocent man.
No, you're not! Shane, you were like the Tony, oh my God, Joey Logano of podcasting right now. For context, anyone who doesn't know who Joey Logano is, he's this NASCAR racer who acts like he's an innocent little baby boy off the track. But as soon as he gets behind that race car, he becomes a villain. That is
Shane
right now.
Are we the same man? What? Shane is not innocent.
Yeah, yeah.
No, my argument was that as soon as he gets behind the mic, he's a villain. That was my whole argument.
No, I know, but like, I'm like,
you talking about Shane like, is off still, the mic?
Shane is, well, yeah, Shane is a villain off the mic.
But we're all like, villains off the mic.
I'm fun.
Nah, Charlie, you've said a lot of villainous things.
I'm meaner on the mic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, once I get off the mic, I chill out. But once I'm on the mic, I play a character.
Yeah.
Oh man, this just
for entertainment purposes only.
It's just
insane. Yeah. I only hurt your feelings for cheap laughs.
That's right. Cheap laughs and cheap thrills, baby.
Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Anyway, but
Mr. Krabs, I want to go to bed.
I do too. But guys, that was our official candy tier list. Thank you for stopping in. In case you have any disagreements, any takes of your own, put them in the comments below. We would love to hear them. As for what's happening next week, I don't know. Maybe talking about a movie that's getting a sequel this month. We'll see. Maybe something else fun. We'll let you know when we get to it. So, without a further ado, it has been an absolute pleasure and honor to be able to entertain you for a couple hours or however long this is going to turn out to be. Make sure to check out our new gaming channel, Stick Drifters. That should be in the description below. The big bold text or wherever you listen to this on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you find this, it'll be in the description. It'll be somewhere you can find, I promise. But with all that said and done, I've been Charlie Robinson, and I'll see y'all next time.
I've been Shane Siegel. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all again soon.
I'm Bryce Guskovic.
Can I redo that real quick? Can I redo that?
No! Yeah,
that's fine.
I'm Bryce Guskovic.
Goodbye.
Just deny him.
I've been Shane Siegel. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all again soon. Take care.
And I'm Aaron Dresser, and we'll Steven Seagal you next time. Thanks for listening to the Revolving Door of Pop Culture. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget to share us around, and thanks for entering the Revolving Door.
Want half a Mounds bar?
What? Who eats a Mounds bar?
I do.
My whole life, I don't think I've ever seen a single person eat a Mounds bar.
Well, you're about to see one now.
So you walk into a store, you see the hundreds of options for candy, and you choose a Mounds bar?
Yep.
So what is it you like? The coconut? The chocolate?
Yeah, both those things.
How long you been eating them?
I've probably been having a Mounds bar two or three times a day for the last 25 years.
Jeez, no wonder you can't walk. You have total renal shutdown. Your kidneys are drowning in a stew of chocolate and coconut. Give me that. What are you doing?